Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. Pioneer farmers who settled in southwestern North Dakota faced many challenges, including unpredictable weather, insect invasions, lack of trees for building, iron plows that broke when used on the hard prairie sod, and protecting their crops. As a young man, Charlie Miller talked to his elders about their greatest fears as pioneer farmers.
My elders, if you will, my grandfather and my great uncles and stuff like that, I really got to learn a lot from my great uncle from Duluth, Minnesota. And I says to him, you know, Uncle Henry, I says, I want to ask you something. I says, what was your greatest fear? He was 2.5 years old when they came here. I said, what was your greatest fear when you guys homesteaded here? The families were still left in Strasburg, and the dads came over, you know, and took the homestead up and made sod homes. He says, the greatest fear, he says, if you can believe it or not, he says, was prairie fires. We all had plowed disc everything around our farmsteads and homesteads. If you've got a homestead here and you got a hayloft now, for example, buildings, you're going to make a fire guard all the way around that, you know. What would you say? 100 feet? 125
feet? 100 feet.
You know, wide, yeah. All the way around your homestead, you know. And, well, you know, you don't think of it, you know, till these guys were telling these stories, you know, which this stuff was so high, he says. It was so thick, he says.
This tall, thick grass was the mixed grass prairie found in North Dakota, or buffalo grass, as many called it. And it caused the worries about prairie fires, but it did have its benefits. Buffalo grass is a drought-tolerant, protein-rich grass native to this area, and farmers and ranchers who grazed cattle on it noticed the difference.
Oh, that buffalo grass.
Yeah.
For some reason, I know, you remember Gordy Ulmer.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know why these cattle up here are anywhere from 25 to 35 pounds heavier on the average.
Right.
Than what ours are down by McLaughlin. And then Junior Yochum says, I can tell you. He says, my land up by Flasher doesn't have the good buffalo grass like this stuff down here. There was something about the grass down there that the cattle did, the calves did a lot better in growth too, you know, its weight. And of course, now when they'd come to McLaughlin, of course, these guys from Raleigh, they got premium sort of doggone calves in the fall. Buffalo grass, still originally. Original buffalo grass. It's native.
Yeah, native.
You bet.
These native grasses were the foundation of the natural prairie found in North Dakota. They not only provided feed for cattle, they also provided homes, food, and cover to all manner of wildlife. Some of this wildlife was welcome, and some, well, not so much.
And the other thing I remember very clearly was when we were little kids, when we were planting corn, he'd say we would have to plant in front of the horses because there were so many rodents. Was it rabbits? Was it gophers, pocket gophers, whatever, mice? He says, by the time Dad came around with the team to cover the furrow, half the seed was gone. That's how many rodents there were. So then we had to plant right in front of the horses. And then, of course, then he'd bring the horses and threw the dirt in the ground right over the top of the seed that where the rodents couldn't get it. They couldn't believe, like, the rabbits especially and the striped gophers, you know. It was unbelievable, all the rodents that were all in this country at that time.
Another trial pioneer farmers faced was the loneliness that they had to deal with. Good neighbors were precious, and they shared with each other more than one would expect.
Listening to my great uncle tell me stories about, I said, well, how did you get to learn to talk English? He says, well, there was no fences, so you had to herd your own cattle. If you had a quarter of land, you had to, and you had pasture. And he says, the girl next to us, bound our fence line, not fence line, but our boundary, they were Danish. She taught me Norwegian. And, of course, I didn't know how to talk English. And she could talk English. So she taught me English and I taught her German. It's just, it's unbelievable how some of that could all materialize, you know.
Before the coming of farms, fields, and roads in North Dakota, prairie fires were common, and to the ecosystem, the benefits of prairie fire are enormous. They free nutrients in the soil and promote new, lush growth. It may no longer be the farmer's greatest fear, but that fear certainly continues to exist. Produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy, this project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.